Radio Prague News.
The Czech government has approved legislation reforming the financing of political parties. Korianair has acquired a 44% stake in the troubled Czech carrier ČSR. And the levels of overweight and obesity in the Czech Republic have stopped rising, suggests a new survey. The Czech government on Wednesday approved legislation reforming the financing of political parties. The bill will require parties to establish transparent bank accounts accessible on the web. They will also have to release their annual accounts and details of campaign finances. However, the bill does not establish an independent body that would monitor parties' finances. Its absence has been criticized by the Council of Europe's anti-corruption agency. The new legislation will now be debated by the Czech Parliament. The European Court of Human Rights has upheld a ban imposed in 2010 on the Czech Extremist Workers' Party by the country's Supreme Administrative Court. The Czech Justice Ministry said on Wednesday that the European Court rejected a complaint against the ban filed by the group's former leader, Tomáš Vandas. The far-right Workers' Party was dissolved in February 2010 upon the government's request. The cabinet claimed the group incited tensions in the society, abused minorities, and threatened democracy. The Workers' Party became the first political group to be banned in the Czech Republic since the fall of communism. The Czech Republic ranked 14th out of 29 developed nations in children's well-being, according to a report by the UN agency UNICEF released on Wednesday. The country ranked high in factors such as health and safety, but low in the factors related to behavior, risks, and housing and environment. 10 years ago, the Czech Republic was ranked 9th. Korianair has acquired a 44% stake in the troubled Czech national carrier Czech Airlines. The contract between Korianair and Czech Air Holding, the Czech Airlines mother company, was signed in Prague on Wednesday. Under the deal, the Korean carrier will pay $3.4 million for the minority stake in Czech Airlines, the Korean carrier's first such investment abroad. The levels of overweight and obesity in the Czech Republic have stopped rising, according to a new survey commissioned by the public health insurer VZP. The survey found that 21% of Czechs are obese, while another 34% are overweight, the same numbers that were recorded in a similar survey 3 years ago. There are now fewer obese and overweight women, whereas the number of overweight and obese men grew slightly. The survey also found that around 20% of women aged 18 and 19 were underweight. The last 4 weeks were the coldest in 100 years, according to the Czech Meteorological Institute. Temperatures in the period between the 11th of March and the 7th of April averaged -1 degree Celsius, the lowest temperature on record since 1912, when nationwide measuring began. Meteorologists said the unusually cold start of spring was due to strong jet streams over the Atlantic, which created cyclones that brought cold air to Central Europe from Scandinavia and Russia. And in tennis, the captain of the Czech Fed Cup team, Petr Pála, on Wednesday announced the nominations for the upcoming semi-final rubber against Italy. The Czech team includes the country's top player Petra Kvitová, along with Klára Zakopalová, Lucie Šafářová, Andrea Hlaváčková and Lucie Hradecká. The Fed Cup semi-finals are to be played out in Palermo on the 20th and 21st of April. And finally, a brief look at the weather forecast. The next few days should be mainly overcast, with rain showers and daytime highs ranging between 12 and 16 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Tr, and that's the end of the news.
You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Daniela Lazarová. Coming up in today's program, the country's struggling national air carrier Czech Airlines enters into a new partnership, and a collection of Art Nouveau posters by Alphonse Mucha, owned by tennis star Ivan Lendl, goes on display in Prague. Later on in today's edition of Marketplace, we'll look at the deepening row between Prague and Warsaw over the quality of Polish food imports to this country. All that coming your way, so do please stay with us. Right. Representatives of the Czech government and Czech Aeroholdings signed an agreement with Korean Air on Wednesday, giving the South Korean state airlines a 44% stake in Czech Airlines. The Czech side sees the new partnership as a long-awaited lifeline for the struggling state airline, while the Koreans are hoping to gain a stronger foothold in Europe. Marsha Walensky has the details.
Like many state airlines around Europe, Czech Airlines have been badly hit by rising oil prices, expansion of low-cost carriers, and a drop in air travel. In the past 6 years, the air carrier has had to reduce its fleet by half and has had serious financial problems since 2009. Having suffered losses of 241 million crowns in 2011, Czech Airlines were facing an increasingly uncertain future before the bid from the South Korean carrier came earlier this year. Korean Air is purchasing its minority stake for a relatively low 67.5 million crowns, or around $3.4 million, though experts confirm that this is an appropriate sum for the 44% share, given the current value of Czech Airlines. The finance ministry, which oversaw the latest bidding process, is not concerned with the price, though. After a failed attempt to sell off the airline in 2009, the Czech government decided that a strategic partnership would be more valuable. At Wednesday's signing ceremony in Prague, the president of Korean Air, Chang Hung-chi, said the partnership would bring benefits to both sides.
The two companies will become strategic marketing partners after this signing ceremony. And I believe our strong partnership will create win-win benefits such as market development and route expansion.
Last year, Korean Air served some 23 million travelers, almost fivefold what Czech Airlines handled. The new partnership should bring the ailing Czech carrier much-needed customers. Korean Air already operates 4 direct flights a week from Seoul to Prague and back, and is hoping to increase the frequency and use Prague as its jumping-off point to European destinations. Prague's Václav Havel Airport is expecting the deal to bring in hundreds of thousands more travelers. The Czech government sees a number of advantages in the partnership. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek.
In my opinion, this deal will secure the growth and future of Czech Airlines in the best way possible. It will save jobs and it also offers excellent prospects for Prague's international airport, since Korean Air will create its European hub here.
Se významným způsobem zvyšují perspektivy samotného letiště.
Considered to be among the top 20 airlines in the world in terms of its services, Korean Air also promises higher prestige for Czech Airlines. Its passengers can look forward to not only better deals on flights to East Asia, but also improvements in onboard service, which Korean Air are well known for. The Czech Airlines representative said that they have already discussed improvements in service with their new partner and will be implementing them in the near future.
My thanks to Marsha Walensky for that report. Moving on now, a much-anticipated exhibition of posters by the Czech Art Nouveau master Alfons Mucha has just opened its doors at the Grand Municipal House in central Prague. The collection, which belongs to the Czech-born tennis legend Ivan Lendl, is the largest in the world and is being shown publicly for the first time ever. Ian Willoughby has more.
Lendl Mucha is the simple title of an exhibition being described as one of the art events of the year in the Czech Republic. Boasting a collection of posters by Art Nouveau pioneer Alfons Mucha, never displayed in public before, it's expected to attract droves of locals and tourists alike. Pavlína Stránská is the spokesperson for the exhibition.
It's the most extensive collection of Mucha's works for print ever seen anywhere in the world. Visitors will get to see over 150 pieces, mainly including Mucha's posters, but also calendars, decorative postcards and food wrappings.
Ivan Lendl has been collecting Mucha's distinctive posters, many advertising products or theatre performances, since his playing days. His interest began when his collaborator in the project, Mucha expert Jack Rennert, was introduced to the Czech-born tennis star by the artist's son, Jiří Mucha, in the mid-1980s. Over the years, the two have managed to gather 116 of the total 119 posters known to have been created by the artist. Speaking at a news conference to launch the exhibition, Rennert described working with Lendl.
He was really very different from other individuals and museums even that I have built collections for. First of all, he is extremely passionate about collecting the works of Mucha. And secondly, unlike other collectors who put their collections in drawers and cabinets and tubes, it was always the purpose of Ivan's collection that he live with the collection. Every day he saw every one of the works of Mucha in every room of his house.
Lendl Mucha is running at the magnificent Obecný dům, or Municipal House, which is just off Prague's Náměstí Republiky. It's a wholly appropriate venue, given the artist's close connections to the Art Nouveau building. Vlastimil Ježek, the director of Obecný dům, says Mucha is, in a sense, coming home.
Mucha is of course present here. He did several of our paintings, a number of stained glass paints, and even drafted the designs for some woven curtains. Mucha, Obecný dům and Art Nouveau are three things that go together.
The exhibition runs until July 30th, and organizers say there's interest in putting it on in other countries, including Japan, China and Russia, in the future. Ivan Lendl, today back in the news as coach of Andy Murray, is due to come to Prague to inspect the show in person at the end of this month.
Ian Willoughby reporting there. A reminder that you're with Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, where it's now time for our main feature. The drawn-out Czech-Polish dispute over the quality of food imports this week reached a new level after Polish officials accused the Czech authorities and the media of waging a campaign aimed at hurting Polish food sales in the country. Czech officials, meanwhile, complain about the poor quality of some Polish foodstuffs and say inspections prove they fail to meet set standards much more often than Czech products. Jan Richter looks at the food row between the Czech Republic and Poland in this edition of Marketplace.
The most recent installment in the food row between Poland and the Czech Republic came in early April, when the analgesic drug phenylbutazone was found in horse meat sold in northern Moravia. The Czech Food Inspection Agency said the meat had been imported from Poland, and Polish authorities were informed of the problem. Czech Agriculture Minister Petr Bendl spoke to Czech radio about the incident.
We were tipped off that some products sold here contained undeclared horse meat, so the authorities focused on meat and meat products and collected over 100 samples. Some of them were found to contain phenylbutazone, an analgesic drug used as a painkiller for racehorses. It should definitely not be used in food products due to its negative effects on human health.
The Polish reaction came 2 days later. The country's chief veterinarian officer, Janusz Zujonczek, said Czechs jumped to conclusions and asked for proof that the contaminated horse meat did in fact come from his country. Meanwhile, the Czech Agriculture and Food Inspection Authority said they had already sent to Warsaw all the relevant information, including documents proving the Polish origin of the meat. This week, the Polish embassy in Prague came out strongly against what they called a massive campaign against Polish food products waged by the Czech authorities and media. Marek Minarczuk is Polish chargé d'affaires in Prague.
We are quite worried about the possible impact of the campaign, a sort of campaign that's been taking place here against Polish food imports. We wanted to indicate that no generalizations should be made, because of course there are some food producers in Poland who do bad things, but I think I'm convinced that 99% of them are well organized, take care of what they are producing, of all procedures and so on.
Poland is a major supplier of food to the Czech Republic. Food imports from that country last year amounted to 870 million euro, which represents a 16% share of the Czech market. But Mr. Mynarczyk says the negative image of Polish food has already begun hurting sales.
Polish food in general has been selling well, and we've noticed, I think, a 7.6% increase of sales of Polish food to the Czech Republic. But what we've also noticed is that labeled food, or food from certain producers, specific producers, has been selling worse than earlier. What we also know is that some main Czech food producers or processors buy Polish meat, for example, and process it here in the Czech Republic and sell it with their labels.
This month's spat over the origin of the contaminated horse meat was the latest in a series of disputes over the quality of Polish food imports to the Czech Republic. The row started last February when it turned out that over 90 Polish producers had been using so-called industrial salt, a chemical byproduct, in processing meat. As a result, hundreds of tons of food products were pulled off the market in Poland. No foodstuffs containing industrial salt were in fact discovered in the Czech Republic, but the country's food inspection agency complained that their Polish colleagues refused to reveal which producers were implicated in the scandal, making it impossible to trace the tainted food. Since then, however, there have been several other incidents that brought the quality of Polish food imports to the Czech Republic into question. In April 2012, Czech food inspectors ordered crackers made of contaminated powdered eggs from Poland to be pulled off the market. Later that month, Polish pickles and sauerkraut were recalled that were found to contain formic acid, banned under Czech food standards. And this January, traces of rat poison were detected in powdered milk used in wafers and other sweets produced by the Polish firm Magnolia. Poland's chargé d'affaires in Prague, Marek Mynarczuk, argues that according to a website put up by the Czech Agriculture Ministry, Polish food products are no worse than those made in the Czech Republic.
And when you look at what was said on Polish food in the Czech Republic, there are many complaints. While when you look at the internet page that has been established by the Ministry of Agriculture of the Czech Republic, called Potraviny na Pranyži, you can easily see that the representation of Polish food of dubious quality is not higher than this of Czech food or Slovak food or food from other countries. So our intention is to call for a balanced approach and not using Polish food as a whipping boy.
But other Czech official information channels reveal a different score. According to the statistics of the Food Inspection Authority, 24.1% of Polish food products examined in 2012 failed the Czech food standards, compared to the 14.5% fail rate registered in Czech food products. Mr. Mynarczuk from the Polish embassy said this is no proof.
On one side I see such announcements, on the other I see what I can read in the Potraviny na Pranyži. And I think the best way to solve this dispute would be to meet and to discuss things. And the first occasion to do so would be the visit of our Minister of Agriculture that is planned for early May. And at the same time, a round table of Polish and Czech food producers and food inspections from both countries should take place here in Prague.
Polish officials also argue that while complaints about the low quality of Polish foodstuffs are frequent in the Czech Republic, they do not come from other countries that receive much more of their production, mainly Germany and the United Kingdom. This could be due to the fact that on the price-oriented Czech market, cheaper products are in much higher demand, says journalist Petr Havel, who covers the agriculture and food industry.
Most Czech consumers
still prefer food products in the lowest price range, which means they buy low-quality products. This could mean that Polish exports to the Czech Republic consist of cheaper and perhaps also higher-risk products, whereas Polish food sold in other countries could be of higher quality. But this is mere speculation, because as far as I know, no such analysis has been done.
Mr. Havel also believes that the dispute has become too emotional on both sides.
It's true that in some cases, Czech inspectors have shown that several Polish foodstuffs breached the norms. But on the other hand, I think Czech food producers have been using these issues to discredit all Polish food production in the eyes of consumers, which is undeserved. Poland produces top quality as well as low quality food, and you can't say all Polish food products are of poor quality.
Poland's agriculture minister Stanislav Kalemba is set to arrive in the Czech Republic early next month for talks with his Czech counterpart Petr Bendl. Officials from the two countries' food inspection agencies will also hold talks during the visit, which should improve exchange of information, the lack of which has been a major complaint of Czech officials. Minister Bendl again.
I think that Polish food exports to the Czech Republic include quality products, as well as less quality products, as we know from experience. That's why we need to look at how Czech and Polish food standards compare. We also need an information sharing system that would ensure the mutual exchange of information about which products have been affected, so that the Czech authorities can intervene, just like we do whenever we come across some problematic products here. We then notify the Rapid Alert System for Food and Feed to make sure the authorities in EU countries have the required information.
Czech and Polish officials are set to meet in Prague on the 6th of May. The talks may improve communication between the country's authorities, but they are unlikely to end the food dispute for good. Complaints about Polish food imports to Slovakia were the subject of a joint session of the Polish and Slovak governments last month, but the war of words between Warsaw and Bratislava continues unabated.
For that edition of Marketplace by Jan Richter has brought us to the end of today's programme from Prague. You'll find us online at radio.cz. All our programmes are there in text and sound, plus a lot of interesting information about the Czech Republic, so do check it out. Should you like to contact us, then our email address is english@radio.cz. We'll be glad to hear from you. This is Danielle Lazarová saying thanks for joining us today and take care.